بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Last week we had the youth gathering thing, so we missed the hadith lesson. And the week before that, I couldn't do the hadith lesson, so I've lost track of where I actually stopped. I think this one, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بالسوق والناس كنفتيه فمر بجدي أسك ميت فتناوله فأخذ بأذنه ثم قال أيكم يحب أن يكون هذا له بدرهم فقالوا ما نحب أنه لنا بشيء وما نصنع به ثم قال أتحبون أنه لكم قالوا والله لو كان حيا كان عيبا إنه أسك فكيف هو ميت فقال فوالله للدنيا أهون على الله من هذا عليكم سيدنا جابر رضي الله عنه اردو میں ترجمہ کر لیتا ہوں پہلے آج صحت بھی زیادہ ٹھیک نہیں ہے تو انشاءاللہ it won't be very long درس انشاءاللہ I don't think it normally is but سیدنا جابر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ روایت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایک دفعہ بازار سے گزرے اور لوگ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ارد گرد تھے تو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایک کیا کہتے گوٹ اردو میں کیا کہتے گائے بکرا ہاں ایک بکری کے پاس سے گزرے جس کا کھان چھوٹا تھا اور وہ مردار بھی تھا تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس کے پاس گئے اور حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس کے دونوں کھانوں کو پکڑے اور پھر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پوچھا کہ تم میں سے کون پسند کرتا ہے کہ یہ مردار بکری اس کے لیے ایک درہم کے بنا پر اس کو مل جائے ایک درہم کا قیمت اور یہ بکری اس کو مل جائے صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم نے ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ یا رسول اللہ ہم میں سے ایک بھی پسند نہیں کرتا کہ یہ بکری ایک درہم کے لیے اس کو مل جائے ایک درہم بالکل ادنا سی قیمت ہے عرب ممالک میں دینار اور درہم سے تجارت ہو رہی تھی دینار ہوتا تھا سونے کی کیا کہتے ہیں کوئن سکہ اور درہم ہوتا تھا چاندی کا سکہ سلور کوئن تو پھر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پوچھا کہ اتحبون انہ لکم کیا تم اس بکرے کو چاہتے ہو تم سے کوئی بھی ایک اس بکری کو چاہتے صحابہ نے جواب دیا یا رسول اللہ اللہ کی قسم اگر یہ زندہ بھی ہوتا تب بھی یہ مطلب اس میں عیب ہوتا اس میں نقص ہوتا کیونکہ اس کے چھوٹا کان ہے یہ لفظ اردو میں عربی میں اسک اس کا مطلب یا تو مطلب چھوٹی چھوٹی کان ہے یا کان میں کچھ بیماری ایسے کچھ تو دونوں میں سے ایک چیز یا کان بہت چھوٹی تھی یا کان میں کچھ بیماری تھی تو یا رسول اللہ اگر زندہ بھی ہوتا تو پھر اس کو ہم نہیں خریدتے بازار میں جا کر, کسی اور بکری کو ہم خریدتے, اور یہ مردار ہیں. تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, اللہ کی قسم یہ دنیا جو ہے یہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے نزدیک اس مردار سے زیادہ بدتر ہے اور کم تر ہے اور ذلیل ہے. جیسے یہ مردار بکری تم لوگوں کو بالکل ناپسند ہے, فری میں مفت میں بھی تم نہیں لینے والے ہیں, تو اسی طرح یہ دنیا اور دنیا کی جتنی چیزیں ہیں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے نزدیک سے بالکل لا قیمت. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is passing by the market place and people are surrounding him. So he passes by a goat which is dead and it either has small ears or there is some defect in its ears. So Rasulullah goes close to it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He holds it by the ears like someone at an auction. You know, who wants this? So he holds it by the ears and he said, who wishes to purchase this for one dirham? One silver coin. The Sahaba, they reply, Ya Rasulullah, none of us wish to purchase it. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, does anyone just want to take it for free? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we swear by Allah, if this animal, if this goat was alive, it would still be defective. It would not have that much value. Why? Because its ears are small, or its ears have some illness. We couldn't do much with it. We would always prioritize another goat over it. So it's dead. This is a dead animal. With a dead animal, you can't do anything with it anyway. Ya Rasulullah, why would we take it? What kind of a question or proposition is this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I swear by Allah, this dunya, lad dunya, when the lam is brought before a word in Arabic, gives a meaning of emphasis, that this dunya is surely more disgraced in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahwan, more lowly, more disgraced, more wretched in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this goat is in your eyes. It's a very powerful hadith, subhanallah. You know, this dunya, this entire chapter about zuhd in the dunya. The reality is that we need to bring the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our lives. And we need to bring the reality of the akhirah in front of us, constantly. This is the only solution, really. Because everybody goes home, married, children, I mean, and, you know, the financial crisis now, and what do you call it, cost of living and all of this. Subhanallah, dunya is in everyone's mind and you can't get it out because it's a daily thing. So it's very important we read these ahadith and we understand. We remind our family members, we remind our wives, we remind our children that look, this is not the most important thing. You don't need to buy this. You don't need to eat this. You don't need to do this. You don't need to go here on holiday. You don't need to. Because the reality is, because it's the social media. Aajkal Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, so everybody's seeing it. And nobody wants to stop it. And people who never used to know of it before, they have it now. You know, the elderly people, they're sitting there seeing, ha, kisne Pakistan mein, kaun si koti isne banaya, to mujhe bhi banana hai. Isne ye gari khareed li, mujhe bhi khareedna hai. Ye bichara jo mujhse, pata nahi, uske paas kam maal hai mujhse, to usne ye khareed li, to main kyun na khareedu. So this is the thing. It makes, because insan, human beings are haris, lalchi. You know, we're very desirous, we want more. And when we see someone doing better than us, and we have this greed and we have this jealousy, and it's very easy for this thing to emerge. It's like a sleeping dragon, jealousy. So when you see somebody, he's your best friend, he's your brother, he's your colleague and all of that, and all whole life you kind of used to think that he's not doing very well, Allah make him do well. All of a sudden he's doing very well, buying a nice house, and mashallah he's got married, and mashallah he's got children, and mashallah they're all well behaved. And mashallah he's doing this and that, and you're just blown away. And this is where shaitan creates these feelings of jealousy. And the only way to overturn them is by remembering the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is al-adl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adl. Allah is just. Allah, whatever He gave me subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't do injustice upon me. Allah didn't do zulm upon me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do zulm. Allah ta'ala gave me what I needed. And if Allah ta'ala didn't give me more than this, this is because of His hikmah. There's another hadith which is connected right, you know, directly with this, which is one hadith after. I'm going to read this hadith, inshallah, explain them together. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ No, this one. عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ اُنظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلُ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا تَنظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. وفي رواية البخاري إذا نظر أحدكم إلى من فضل عليه في المال والخلق فلينظر إلى من هو أسفل منه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه رواية فرماتے کہ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ ہر وقت اپنے سے دنیا کے اعتبار سے جو اپنے سے کم تر ہو جس کے پاس آپ سے کم مال ہو اس کو دیکھا کرو اور دین کے اعتبار سے ہر وقت اس شخص کو دیکھا کرو جس کے اندر آپ سے زیادہ دین ہے نیکی ہے نیک اعمال ہے اس کو دیکھا کرو اگر اس طرح تمہارا جو ہے برتاؤ ہو تو بہت کم چانس ہے کہ تم اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کی نعمتوں کو گٹھیا سمجھو. This is a very important hadith, subhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu, if we can just make this the staple of our lives, a lot of problems will go away, we'll be happy, happy people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that always look at someone who is lower than you in terms of dunya, wealth, financial well-being and all of this stuff, financial stability. Always look at someone who is lower than you. And do not look at someone who is higher than you. Oh, this boy has more money, he has a better house, he has a nicer car. Forgetting what I have, forgetting what so many other people do not have. SubhanAllah, this cost of living crisis is a reality. You know, my respected father-in-law, Saif al-Islam Sahib, they have a food bank in Bradford, JKN Outreach Food Bank. So every Sunday it operates, Sunday is the day for each day. So, SubhanAllah, hundreds of people line up at the food bank. And before, obviously they started it, I think during COVID, just before COVID, so you know, less people, and obviously they got more well recognized to the extent that Sainsbury's and Morrison's and many other supermarkets actually come and contribute there. They come and give lots and lots of groceries there. So initially it was a few people, and it was the people that you see on the streets of Bradford, you know, the kind of homeless people going around, you know, can you spare a coin with their cards and all that. But then slowly but surely, more and more the line grew. And in COVID, my father-in-law would say, and others who obviously I knew, they would say that rich people, wealthy people, people who had good jobs, they were there, and they kind of sneak into the line, they'd put a hood over their heads, and they would come in. And if you could see them, if they could talk, you know, see someone they recognize, they would just start crying. So we can't explain our situation. And one of the reasons he gives, of course there can be many reasons, is that we are spending money that we don't have. Everybody now, you're paying every month, all these things out there, Klarna and this and that, pay every month, spread your payments. Buying a car, paying every month, buying a house, paying every month, buying this, paying every month. We've got no money, we're stressed out. Buying things we don't need. So someone came to my father-in-law, he was saying, he wanted to borrow, I think, £5,000. And this guy is very, you know, wealthy, you know, has a very good chartered accountant, he has a very good job and all that. Probably on a, he was saying £50,000 salary or something. Allah knows best. He wanted to borrow £5,000. My father-in-law said, I'll give it. He goes, why do you need £5,000? You're a rich person. Why are you going to someone like me, Molvi Sahib? £5,000. He said, you know what, I just bought a car, it costs like, what is it, £47,000, and I'm paying every month, and this and that, and you know, the interest rates have gone up, and you know, because of the banking system, you know, the whole crisis and all that, interest rates have gone up. So he just says that, look, why are we doing this to ourselves? We are doing this to ourselves, and then we put ourselves into such, you know, desperate situations. So now, subhanAllah, this, what do you call it, this food bank, every week you go, subhanAllah, 100, 200 people, it goes onto the main road. And it's not just your poor people that you would see, homeless people, it's everybody. That we look at people who do not have what we have and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Allah, you've given me so much. I can leave a roof over my head, all the food, I can feed myself, my wife, my children, I can buy clothes that we need, do everything. You know, people can't even do this. Everyone, you know, when this interest rate situation took off in BBC News, they're reporting every other day what's going on. How people, you know, can't even send school dinners for their children. They can't even pay for school dinners. Forget that children are coming into school without having breakfast. There's no breakfast at home. Parents can't afford to feed them. Look at all these things and realize, alhamdulillah, I'm not in that situation. Makes a person content. I always tell my wife this, alhamdulillah. See, alhamdulillah. We have to remind our women folk, it's very important, we have to remind them. Because women folk are, you know, they're in the house. So they're the ones who realize, oh, this room's getting a bit too tight. This child can't fit in this bedroom anymore. This bed is too small now. This cupboard is too small now. You know, they're the ones who see these things more than we see these things. So remind them, alhamdulillah. Do sabr. Inshallah, we will do it. When we're financially well off, no, I'm not saying I'm not going to buy you something. Don't call me stingy. I'll buy you, inshallah. I'll buy it for you. But let's do sabr. Inshallah, when I have enough money, I'll buy it for you. Right now, look at the situation. Alhamdulillah, we have everything. Do sabr, inshallah, when the time comes, we'll get it. But we have to remind them with love. We can't be extreme and harsh and say, no, stop it, you all you women just doing our heads and constantly, you know, on our case, do this, do that. That's wrong, that's incorrect. It's a very harsh approach, and that will create more problems. And many problems are happening in marriages, where women actually are leaving their husband saying, he's a stingy man. Whereas maybe he's not a stingy man. Maybe there was a misunderstanding. But with love and with affection and with understanding, we explain these things. Okay, inshallah, look, you know everything, alhamdulillah, I'm getting it now. Inshallah, obviously, there's a few expenses, the gas bills, electricity bills are getting a bit higher. But inshallah, when we can save up a bit more on the side, I'll buy this new wardrobe from IKEA. I'll buy this new bed from wherever else, £200, £300. So we have to do this with hikmat, with wisdom. And we explain always, look, be happy. My wife, mashallah, always, this house, that house. So look, alhamdulillah, we have to draw the mind. Look, this is not some kind of game or joke. Okay, Islam is something that we talk about in the masjid, and at home we talk about, you know, we have a different, what is it, you know, two kind of lives. No, this is our life. Now, all of these things that we are reading and all these things we are learning, we share them with our wives, with our children, and we explain to them. Now, look, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi mentioned this beautiful point, that when it comes to matters of deen, look at someone who's better than you. That should be the person that you look at. Subhanallah, a person may not live in such a beautiful house, but this person is such a pious person. Look how much they spend on other people. Look how generous they are. Look how, you know, they're punctual with their 5-time salah. Look at this. We need to be like this person. Do people say, oh, this person is going holiday. He's holiday, okay, he's going for holiday. This person is going for Umrah all the time. Subhanallah, may Allah Ta'ala make me like that person, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala can take me for Umrah all the time. Like in the hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, that do not have any envy, except in regards to two people. First person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them wealth and they are spending it day and night for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the Qur'an and they are reading it day and night. They're envious of these two people. Ya Allah, make me like these two people, either of these two people. And in matters of dunya, we always look at people who are lower than us because this makes us appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties upon us. What happens is we flipped it the other way. When it comes to matters of dunya, we look at, I don't have this, I don't have that yet. This person's gone to, I don't know, Tunisia, this person's gone to Malaysia, this person's, and now holiday, such a bid'ah, subhanallah, holidays. It didn't exist like this before. Our elders who are here, they'll know how many holidays they went on. Maybe Pakistan, maybe Bangladesh, maybe back home, because it's necessary. Family was there. Right, it wasn't just for the sake of it, just to go and enjoy the sun and, you know, sunbathe or whatever it was. They actually went for necessity. Otherwise, there was no holidays, there was no need. Why do you at home enjoy family? And now everybody's becoming isolated families. Families don't want to get on together, so children become bored, so you've got to take them here, you've got to take them there, you've got to take them, entertain them. It's become such a big problem. And because everybody's doing it, even the person who can't do it says, I have to do it, because they're all doing it. My this friend is doing it, that family member is doing it, that colleague is doing it, that relative is doing it. So we as parents have to be very, very careful. We don't spoil our children. If we create this habit in our children, every few months, we have to go to this country, we have to go to that country. So when the children grow up, this is what they are used to. We've seen this beef. As soon as they get married, they're thinking holiday here. They don't have enough money to buy a car. They don't have enough money to even pay the rent. But they're going on this fancy holiday, that fancy holiday, this fancy holiday. Waste of money, and we just don't understand the priorities. So a lot of this is to do with parental training and disciplining and, you know, making the tough choices. So anyway, matters of dunya, we always look at people who are lower than us. And in matters of deen, we look at people who are higher than us. And this way, we are always striving to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being content with the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq and all of us the tawfiq to practice upon these few hadiths. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.